Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get a chance to visit with Randy Fritzmeyer. We are on the Reno-Stafford County line north of Zenith. Randy quit farming a year ago, but he still has harvest. 2 years ago already. Oh, my gosh, and he still has harvest. Randy, your harvest is over.
Yes, it's over. It was pretty short. They had the least amount of wheat planted on us, and for a long time I figured it was only about 15% of our acres went to wheat. Just through a rotation of other things that the tenants are doing. And so it was a pretty short harvest. They started on the 12th about 6 o'clock in the evening. We're through that night.
So the 12th, man, you probably didn't have to fight mud at that point.
There was a little moisture. There had been one rain, maybe around an inch before they started cutting that. And so there was a little mud, but not a lot.
But since then, you've gotten several good rains.
Yeah. We had, well, inch 80 here two nights ago on Tuesday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And so that slowed everything down a lot. People were cutting their team that night, and people haven't started back up yet.
So where do you think harvest is in this area as far as percentage of it that's done?
Oh, I'd say 60-70%. I've talked to several people who said they had like about 3 good days of cutting left.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are through, but I'd say that's in the area.
What are you hearing about yield?
I'd say most of it's maybe in the 30s. People are a little surprised at how that is, but that's probably an average.
You don't have to go very far south and west of here. People would be very happy with 30.
Yeah, and I've heard a few people even after, you know, there's some really good irrigated wheat around, but that's few and far between.
Well, we have great filling weather, and this was a great year for that on irrigated. The row crops get planted on time in this area?
Oh, some of it did. Some of it was delayed because it was so darn dry. People were afraid to plant until they had enough moisture and they thought they could eat it up.
Right. Yeah, and then it started to rain, and then they couldn't necessarily get in.
Yeah, most of the corn they planted on me is only up doing pretty good. The milo is probably 2/3 planted.
Okay.
So,
well, we're visiting with Randy Fritzmeyer. We are on the Stafford-Reno County line. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.